Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with the movers and shakers in the performing arts in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host. Glad you to have you along again this week. And speaking of movers, I'm not so sure about shakers. We have two people here from the UAA Department of Theater and Dance, the dance part of that department, who are going to be talking about their production of UAA Dance and Performance, which opened last night and is running through this weekend in the Harper Theater in the Fine Arts Building on the campus of UAA. We are glad to have back Brian Jeffrey, who is the director of dance ensemble and everything else that goes along with dance over at UAA. He's been performing and choreographing for many, many years, nationally and internationally. He's been here for about 75 years, I think. Yeah. So. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thanks, Steve. Always great to bring my squeaky old bones back to chat with you.
Yes. And we also have Katie O'Loughlin, who is a student at UAA. She is a theater major with a minor in tech, but she also, as Brian was mentioning, she is a jack of all trades. She does tech work, she does all kinds of things, and she is a choreographer and a dancer in this show. So welcome to the show, Katie.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Well, this show, UAA Dance and Performance, this is your annual fall show of featuring dancers and choreographers from around the area, not just UAA. Is that right, Brian?
Actually, this year we're doing things a little bit differently. Usually our fall show is more exclusive just to a lot of our upperclassmen in the dance program. But I wanted to open it up to be more inclusive of to represent a larger demographic of dancers across our entire department. So there's about 21 performers this year, which is a larger group than we usually have in the fall. And specifically what I wanted to do was to feature more of our outstanding student choreographers. So what's being showcased on this program is a work choreographed by me as well as six of our dance students. Most of them are dance minors. And I do have to say, so much of their work is reaching that professional level. I don't even consider it student work anymore. And it is something that I am so incredibly proud of with this particular group of kids that I've either mentored for several years or they've been involved with me in a variety of capacities in classes or in performances, that they're making work that I wish I would have made. It's absolutely thrilling. I look at the work and I'm like, how did you figure that out? How did you do that? So it's a very strong show, showcasing diversity and choreographic talent and styles and a lot of different types of dynamics.
And Katie, tell us about your piece.
Yeah. So my piece, I walked into the semester and I was like, what do I need this semester? And I'm a junior, so I'm taking 19 credits and I'm working part time and I'm involved in the department. And I was like, I just need a breath of fresh air. I just need to feel relaxed whenever I go into rehearsal. So I'm doing a trio. I'm in the dance myself with two other girls and they are just incredible people to work with. Just their skills and their talent, as well as just who they are as people, has just been amazing to work with. And that's Taylor Hicks and Carmel Young. And so the underlying foundation of my piece, just with the society and how we're so future orientated, I just miss being present and being in the moment because I feel like we're always reaching for the next step and the next goal. And I think that's good to an extent, but I feel like people are missing out on the present because they're too focused on that. And so that was kind of the theme of my piece.
So this falls right into performing arts, doesn't it? The present. Mm-hmm. You are in the present when you are in performing arts.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Brian, who are some of the other choreographers you have?
It's a great lineup, actually. Crystal Dosser, she is also a dance minor. She received one of the very competitive undergraduate research grants, which afforded her funding, and then she went off to California this summer to continue her studies in movement. So she specifically received this grant to further develop her choreographic voice. So she's done a really interesting piece on the program called Persona. It's an exploration into identity integration and sort of how we epitomize the ideal woman that we put on a pedestal. So she's looking at different personas of women, which is certainly very interesting. Again, I want to emphasize Katie's piece, who's sitting here next to me, called Stability. Katie's an incredibly powerful mover, as well as a very strong choreographer, and the two other gals in her piece are, again, they're simply as choreographers and as performers at the professional level. Mm-hmm. That's just the best way that I can explain it. And it's a strong, strong piece that she's choreographed. Dandelion Fields is another work by Rayson Ingstrom, who actually choreographed on our New Dances production last spring. And Rayson has really emerged as a very, very gifted choreographer. You know, sometimes it's funny, inside of a repertory program, there are similar themes that may run that weren't planned on. And just like Katie was talking about, trying to find ways to become more grounded and more focused from all the distractions that that emerge from our day-to-day lives. Kind of at the core of Rayson's piece is exploring the internal meaning of stress and how we let go of it and how we become free of it. So inside of the concert as a whole, content is very evident in different pieces. So we may be able to pick up ideas of a narrative or really be able to sense a certain quality or subject matter in many of the pieces. And then in other ones, sometimes we're just dancing for that pure joy of movement exploration and loving the beat and having fun as we interact with each other. Another choreographer on the program is Arlo Davis. And I am so intrigued with his work. Arlo is an Alaskan native and very articulate, really creating some profound work. And one of the questions that he asked is, what is authentic culture? And in its simplicity, I find that to be just absolutely profound. So it raises questions of identity, of how we associate to our culture, how do we represent it. So I think he has given very much a contemporary spin on his aspects of how he's exploring movement inside of his culture.
We'll get right back to more of your choreographers, but just in case people are just tuning in, we're talking with Brian Jeffrey and Katie O'Loughlin, who are people from the UAA Department of Theater and Dance, talking about their concert called UAA Dance and Performance, running this weekend in the Harper Theater on the campus of UAA in the Fine Arts Building. So, Brian, sorry to interrupt there, but tell us more about some of the choreographers you have. I know you have Taylor Hicks coming up too, don't you?
We do have Taylor Hicks. Taylor's a senior. She's been one of our favorite choreographers to showcase for several concerts now. And she's taken on I'll have to say there's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek aspect to how she's with how she's working with specifically with characterization, and a really kind of intense and hot dynamic with her movement. Something that also becomes really evident in Taylor's work is the lighting design. Again, the entire crew, all aspects of this production is supported by students in the Department of Theater and Dance, and a really gifted lighting designer who's a student, Kyle Campbell, has designed her lights, and they play a very significant role in the whole look and design of the piece. Certainly, you know, Steve, I know you're also a jack of all trades and are also very gifted at lighting design as well as directing in many aspects of theater across the board.
Well, thank you.
And specifically in dance, you know, it's usually the bare stage with no set pieces and dancers, so being able to show off our technical capabilities as far as light in its design in the theater at UAA, it's really exciting for me. I think it certainly, I don't want just word to use the word illuminate, but it really enhances the pieces, and it's very evident in Taylor's work.
Well, let's bring Katie into the conversation, because we talked about how she's a multi-talented person, and you're a theater major with a tech minor.
Tech emphasis. Yep.
Are you designing the lights for your own piece? Are you designing lights for any of the pieces in the show? Or how do you work with light with dance?
I am not. I have not taken lighting design yet. So I get to take that this next semester, which I'm really excited about because I think it's a huge part of dance and what I want to be able to do as I further my education here at UAA.
But you certainly have a well-rounded sense of performance, not just of being a performer. But I've often noticed that when performers are on stage who have a background in technical theater or in directing or choreography, they develop that third or fourth or fifth eye that they use to watch themselves or see what's going on around them. Is that something that you're developing? And Brian, you can jump in as well with this question.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't do any tech before I came here to UAA. I only performed, and that's all I thought I wanted to do until they drew me in and showed me the other side of theater, and I fell in love with it. And so now it's actually weird for me to be on stage and to not be behind the tech table. I would like, I find myself wandering over to the tech table and being like, oh, what's going on, guys?
It's so funny. Just a couple of days ago, while we were in preparation and technical rehearsals afterwards, Katie says to me, I really miss doing the tech side of it. You know, and then just last night after our opening night, you know, Katie and I gave each other a hug after the performance. She's like, I love performing so much and being back on stage. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, last night you said, you know, you really wanted to keep participating in the other side. So we have lots of plans for Katie. I do love when many of our dance minors show that aptitude, and well, not only aptitude, but also really interest and passion to become multi-skilled in the what's needed as far as putting on a production in the performing arts. And Katie is definitely one of those. So I'm hoping for next year, after she does get through lighting design, that she'll be sort of doing all of it, designing the lights, perhaps even doing her own costumes, as well as choreographing and performing. I know that I still, one of the most, aside from directing and performing and choreographing in my formative years, one of the most valuable skills I personally learned was how to stitch. And it's one of the ways I used to make additional money to help, you know, pay my bills back in the days when I was the student age. So I still often am creating costumes and doing that aspect of design for many of the pieces on the program.
I always find that sometimes you can get into something from a back door.
Right.
You know, you're making a costume and suddenly you think, oh, this might be interesting to do in some other piece or some other concept will come to you from doing that. Do you find that happening to you?
Oh, always. And it's really interesting. A question that I propose to my composition students, I'm like, what should come first? Should your ideas for the dance steps come first, or the music, or maybe if you want to use props or the costume, or if you want to use narrative? And they're like, well, that's a silly question, Brian, because it can be anything. You know, anything can lead us into that inspiration. And I certainly am aware of many directors and choreographers who are examples of the tangible objects often come first, and then we figure out what to do with them or how to manipulate them. I love if somebody has more technological savvy and they've got, I've got this really crazy, awesome idea for this lighting design that's using, you know, robos or robotics, or whether it's all the new technologies with video mapping. So any of those could be our inspiration for then how we choose to navigate movement and more content around it on the stage.
Katie, I'm going to ask you a very unfair question.
Oh, boy.
But I think Brian will understand this. It's been said that, I want to go back to his saying that you've become such a professional and the professionals in your company. Mm-hmm. It's been said that you really start to learn to be a professional when you start to understand bad writing, bad choreography, bad directing. When you can figure out when something is bad, mm-hmm. that's when you get really good. Mm-hmm. And a writer say that, a famous writer said that, I know I'm writing well when I know when I'm writing bad. Mm-hmm. Have you started to develop that sense? Not that you're a bad person, but you start to really recognize what works and what doesn't work in your choreography? Is that something that you have gained that insight on?
Absolutely, I think so. I think that's something that Brian has really taught me, because I took theory and improv and composition my freshman year of high school, or of college, here with Brian, and that's one of the first things that he starts talking to me about is what is unsuccessful and what made it unsuccessful. And then on the flip side, what is successful and what made it successful. So he really makes you dive in really deep to what you're doing and pinpoint everything and why it looks the way it looks and works the way it works.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a real professional show going up this weekend. Congratulations on last night and have a good run this weekend. And my guest today have been Brian Jeffrey and Katie O'Loughlin from UAA Department of Theater and Dance talking about UAA Dance and Performance. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.